Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Julie Lux. She's Vice President of Communications with Rural Minds, but we are in an FMC booth. First, tell me what Rural Minds is, and then we'll talk about why you're in the FMC booth.
Absolutely. Rural Minds is a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission is to be the informed voice for mental health in rural America and to provide resources and information that is specifically designed for the people and the challenges that are unique to rural communities.
And so why are we sitting in an FMC booth?
We are sitting in an FMC booth because FMC has been a terrific supporter of our organization. We've been working with them now for a couple of years, and many of the people at FMC, because agriculture is their business, they share our interests and our concerns in helping people in rural communities and addressing the issues that they're facing.
You work with other companies besides FMC.
Yes, we have a partnership with the National Grange, one of the oldest agriculture organizations in the United States. And in fact, we are just now launching a new education program called the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program. And this is a wide variety of resources that are all available online, free of charge, to anyone who is interested. They were all designed with a rural focus in mind, and it's everything from fact sheets, talking about what is the issue in rural areas, what's going on, to conversation starters. We know that people in rural communities sometimes pride themselves on being very self-reliant and not asking for help. But there are times when you need to ask for help, and these are ways to start those conversations with your friends, your loved ones, even looking into yourself to see if maybe you might need to talk with someone. And plus, along with this information, there's also what I describe as a toolkit, where if organizations, church groups, garden clubs, if people want to hold a mental health education program in their community, there are PowerPoint presentations, TED Talks, even information on how to promote the program within your community. And now that this program is launched, you will start to see these programs happening in Grange Halls all across the country.
The statistics for rural health issues for agriculture are quite sobering.
Depression is significantly higher in rural areas. Suicide is 64 to 68% higher in rural communities than in more urban settings. So when we talk about an emergency, there's documentation to show that there really is an emergency in rural America.
Some of it is, I guess, the stigma. Part of it is our cultural attitudes.
Yes. Yeah. And also resources. The resources available in rural communities. There aren't as many psychiatrists. There aren't as many counseling centers where people can go. And so that's why hopefully some of this information will help people and kind of play into the strengths of people in rural America, play into that self-reliance and that resilience to really grow hope and find ways to spread the word that there are resources, there is help available, and empower people to ask for that help or offer that help to someone else.
And how might they find out more about this?
Go to the Rural Minds website, ruralminds.org, and there is a special section on the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program. All that information that is currently available, and we are adding to it all the time. So there'll be more and more resources in the future.
That is Julie Lux. She's Vice President of Communications with Rural Minds. And again, that is ruralminds.org. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.